The EU adopted a decision saying they will not cooperate with the International Criminal Court in terms of sending a head of state, an African head of state, to the International Criminal Court. Having said that, various African countries have adopted different positions. For example, even on the African continent, there were many African heads of state who supported Charles Taylor's being sent to The Hague for war crimes and so forth. And countries such as Rwanda have been cooperating with the International Criminal Court. So has Kenya. In fact, what is very ironic about the AU decision is that African countries were at the forefront of establishing the Rome Statute, which actually brought into being the International Criminal Court. Also, many African countries called upon the court to investigate their particular situations. It was Kenya, for example. It was the DRC. So they want to involve the court. And do remember that the court is something of last resort.
What does this mean for the AU with regard to international politics or its influence in particular in international politics?
When the AU was established, and one of the most important things was the fact that it said that unlike its predecessor, the OAU, that sovereignty could be bypassed. It now seems increasingly clear to 1 billion Africans that the African Union represents 54 African heads of state and not the billion-plus people. They're going against their own undertakings. They're going against what's happened in terms of North Africa, in terms of the Arab Spring, where you know the AU was deeply divided in terms of how to respond to Muammar al-Gaddafi's imminent departure during the uprisings in his country. And the problem is that the AU institutions are losing legitimacy, losing credibility in the eyes of the people because they are there to essentially protect leaders from essentially getting away with murder and so forth.
The vice president of Malawi made the announcement that the AU would relocate the summit following Malawi's refusal to host President al-Bashir. Is it significant that the announcement did not come from President Joyce Banda?
I think it suggests that she may be in a weakened position. I think she's in a very difficult position because if she had to allow President Bashir into her country, she's trying to make amends with the international aid community that will damage her relationship there. And at the same time, if she does allow him to come into the country and then extradite him, it will then complicate Malawi's relationship within Africa, whether COMESA, whether SADC, whether the African Union itself.